Michael Hibbard is an avid student of philosophy, world religions, and physics, all central to his quest to understand the nature of our universe. Michael was born in New Jersey and studied English literature and theology at DeSales University in Pennsylvania. Though he works in a highly technical job, Michael makes time to illustrate, write, and remain a perpetual student. Today we'll speak with Michael about his title, Waking Dream, Devlin, Book 1 in the Transformation Series. Welcome, Michael. Thanks for joining us today on the Book Report.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, tell us about the town of Devlin. It's a little bit different.
The town of Devlin actually came out of a couple different ideas I had had. One is Devlin is a self-sustained town, and there's been a lot of talk about people building towns and building communities that are self-sustaining. So I threw my own twist on it and created an isolated little town in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, which is right where I live. Devlin is meant to be the catalyst for the entire series of The Waking Dream, to kind of set off what's going to happen in the world and show how we need to change some of the things that are going on in our world.
How did you create the Waking Dream universe? Introduce us to that.
Well, I actually started it as a role-playing game back in 1995, where I was running it on the Internet Relay Chat, which is a chat system. It was very free-form, but I created the storylines and allowed other people to, you know, actually add on and create characters and create their own side storylines, and it was very successful. And at that point, I decided, well, rather than create a bunch of rule books like they do for things like Dungeons and Dragons, is to create novels and flesh out the entire universe and then introduce the universe slowly through the novels and the series and ancillary books and short stories that I'm working on. The whole universe took me about 16 years to flesh out, and I kind of went the Frank Herbert route, where I sat down and did my research, and before I wrote the first book, I had read about world religion and philosophy and different areas of science to try to make it as believable as possible.
Okay, so how would you classify Waking Dream? Which genre is it?
Well, that's an interesting question, and it's one that I've gone around and around with my publisher and my editor. Right now, it starts off as a dark fantasy type or dark fiction type genre, but it'll evolve into horror, and then it'll evolve into more of the high fantasy as the series progresses. Because at the end of it, it's not apocalyptic. It's more of a evolution of our society and learning that the things that we're doing are not good, and that the story will take us to a place where the world goes to a really bad place, hits rock bottom, and then we start to recover from it and build something better than what we had before.
Okay, so now tell us the difference between a sleeper and a dreamer.
A sleeper is the general populace, and you can liken those to the engineers, and they are the ones that actually make the dream happen. The dreamers are the architects, and dreamers are the eternal soul that come from the spaces between, which is where we go when we reincarnate, because I believe heavily in reincarnation. And when they come back to the dream or to the waking dream, they pick a sleeper to inhabit, by observing their life and deciding, this is the character I want to play and learn experiences from and better my soul so that eventually I can become an immortal. When a dreamer does die, they actually go back to the spaces between, and they have remember all their lives that they've had before. But when they're in a sleeper, they don't remember that they've been there before. So you're literally taking on this role, forgetting everything that you've learned in your past life, and then starting all over again and experiencing the universe from a different perspective.
All right. And you write about the weirdness. Explain that.
Well, the weird is the basis for all of that, and that is my kind of distillation of all the different ideas of this of the nebulous ideas that exist in various religions, like the Tao or the field or the Holy Spirit or even dark energy, and it's the stuff of creation. The weirdness is the ability for a dreamer to tap into this cosmic energy to actually subtly affect the world around them. I mean, and we see this in everyday life. I mean, you would look at it with people with high charisma or people with psychic ability or foresight, or and it's not like people throwing fireballs around. It's a very subtle thing because we're, all the dreamers are affecting the dream at the same time. So it's like two people laying in bed with a blanket. The blanket can only stretch so much, so you can't, you know, grossly affect the dream. You can just subtly affect it using the weirdness. And so as they learn and become awakened to this ability, they have to hone it. And that's why Devlin exists. Is, and other pockets, there's other towns that will be introduced that are like Devlin. But it's, again, the incubator to learn how to use this weirdness and work collectively and as a community to make the world a better place.
Okay, and who are the immortals?
The immortals are actually dreamers who have realized that they are immortal. It's like becoming enlightened. And the difference between them and dreamers is that when they die, they don't forget, you know, when they come back to the world, they don't forget all of their past experiences. So I have immortals that are 3,000 or 4,000 years old, and I have immortals that are 1,000 years old, and I have immortals that are only 20 or 30 years old. And they have a greater command over the weirdness because they can remember all of their mistakes from the past. They can tap into the weird much more strongly because they are immortal, and they can jump from body to body as necessary to be the different people that they want. And there are two types of immortals. There's the celestial immortals who actually exist completely in the spaces between, and they were born there at the time of creation. And then there are the earthbound immortals who are humans who became immortal on the planet Earth. And the story, the entire series, is the struggle between the five prime immortals who all have been around for a very long time, and one of them is basically trying to destroy the planet because he is sick of the way things are going and he wants to rule everything.
With Halloween upon us, are there some favorite authors you read at this time of year?
Well, my inspiration, you know, for my writing and actually creating such a universe was H.P. Lovecraft. So I do read him heavily, and every Halloween I'll pick up, you know, like right now I'm reading At the Mountains of Madness, and I read Poe. But in general, I read a wide range of nonfiction books.
Well, I know you're at work on the next books in the series, so when can we expect them, and can you give us a sneak peek?
We actually have two books coming out. One is called Immortal Memories, which is a collection of short stories, and those are individual stories that are a single moment that one of the immortals wanted to remember about their life. And so most of them are written in first person because having such an expansive life, most of them write their lives down. And that book actually covers a wide range of genres. There's a couple horror stories. There's a couple romance stories. There is an alternative history story on Ludwig II of Bavaria. And those are to fill in the gaps and give a little more depth to the mortals themselves. The second book in the series, the novel, is called The Unkindness, and we're going to pick up literally 3 or 4 days after the end of Devlin and start to show the descent and towards the transformation of our world to what the one prime immortal wants to do.
Well, in the preface of the book, you say the transformation series is about the end of the world. Is that what you believe?
It's about the end of the world as we know it. It's not at all like the apocalyptic books that most people read, like a zombie apocalypse or anything else. It's the point where the world hits rock bottom. And you'll notice that I've interwoven some of the current events into the book that have been going on in our world that have kind of set things in a negative light. I have absolute hope for the human race, and that's what I hope that people will take away from the series once it's finished, is that we can come to a society that we return to, you know, valuing community ideals, working together, everybody being peaceful, because world peace is the ultimate goal and should be the ultimate goal of our society. And so the reader should see that we all have this power to make changes to the world, and that we are all one. And that's what I believe. But as far as destroying the world, I'm not going to destroy the world. I'm just going to bring it to rock bottom so that we can start climbing again to the top.
All right. Okay, Michael. Well, this is a very fun book for this time of year. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Elaine.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.